This morning, we're going to be looking at quite a well-known passage in Ephesians about the armour of God. So I'm sure you all know it off by heart, almost, that passage. So a quick quiz. Without having looked at the passage, no checking of your Bibles or your phones, who can tell me any of the bits of the armour of God that are sweets, if you know the answer? Adults or children? Okay, Isaac. The breastplate of righteousness. Well done. Ruth. Shield of faith, excellent. Oh, Stephen. Oh, very good. Okay, that's three down. Taryn. Belt of truth, very good. You guys are good at this. Oh yeah, Ben's remembered. Yes, Eloise.
Sword of the spirit.
Well done. Is that all of them? Breastplate of righteousness, feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Shield of faith, helmet of salvation, and sword of the spirit. Well done, you guys are good at this. I'm impressed. Okay, now we partly did that because James is now going to come and read the passage to us, but he's going to read it from the message. So it will be slightly different wording than you may have heard before. So, James, do you want to come?
God is strong and he wants you strong. So take everything the master has set out for you, world-weighted weapons of the best materials, and put them to use so you'll be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. This is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. This is for keeps, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 18 message.
Okay, so Paul says in this passage that God is strong and he wants us to be strong as well, because we're going to have a bit of a fight on our hands. So that fight of good versus evil, God versus the devil, we're all involved in that if we're children of God. So we need to equip ourselves. And in the message, it says it nice and clearly. We need to equip ourselves with God's truth, his righteousness, peace, faith, salvation. If we want to kind of manage to finish that race well, then we need to have those kind of things to equip us. He also encourages us to pray and use God's word as a weapon. So rather than focus on all of those bits today, we're going to mainly focus on one part of that armour, and we're going to look at shoes, because feet is such a lovely subject. So we're going to look at some feet. And the NIV version of the Bible says that we should have feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. So I don't know how ready your feet are for the battle ahead, but that's what we're going to look at this morning. Right, I need four volunteers. Oh, everyone's so keen this morning. Okay, Sam, do you want to come up? Taryn, Isaac and Nathan. Right, take a seat. I'm trying to think if it matters. No, it doesn't matter. You can have any of them. So we're going to have a little look at what's on your feet this morning, all right? So we're going to start with you, Sam. Do you think you could open up your box for me and have a little look what's inside? Do you want to hold them up so everyone can see the shoes? What have we got? Are they big shoes or little shoes? They're baby shoes, aren't they? Now, I know this is going to be a bit embarrassing, but I'd like you to try and put them on. See if you can get your feet in them. Let me undo the buckles a bit for you. So these were Eloise's first shoes, so they really are tiny shoes, because they probably were from when she was about a year old, so they are quite small. Right, try as best you can. You don't have to have them perfect. Oh, well done. Okay, your toes will be enough to wedge in. See if you can put the other one in as well. Now, do you think you can stand up in them? I want to see if you can just walk a couple of steps in them. So put that one on. You hold my hands. We're going to try and walk across this way and see how hard it is. Oh, well done. Yeah, good job, good job. Okay, well done. You can walk back. You're allowed to take them off now as well. Well done. Okay, right. So it's a bit tricky, isn't it, walking in baby shoes? We're a bit wobbly. We're a bit unsteady. Maybe you're a bit wobbly on your feet today. Maybe you're just starting out in your walk with God, taking those first few baby steps. It can be hard in those early days, especially in this battle we're in. Sometimes we feel a bit unsure about the whole thing, maybe have a few doubts in our mind about whether God's even real, whether or not we're actually saved, because it all seems a bit strange still. Well, in Ephesians, the passage we read, it also says that we can put on the helmet of salvation. You don't have to have this on all the time. There you go. So it says that we can equip ourselves with the helmet of salvation. When we ask Jesus into our lives, we are saved. It is done. It is finished. And God wants us to be secure in our minds about that. He wants us to know that that is a truth. It also says we can equip ourselves with his truth. And God's truth is that he loves us. He's made us. He's chosen us. We're now his sons and daughters. And he thinks that we're really special. I want to read you just a little extract from this book. I don't know whether any of you guys have seen this children's book called You Are Special. It's a really lovely book. If you haven't ever got it, buy it for a child that you know, because it is just a beautiful book about little wooden people who judge each other. But then one day the little wooden person meets his maker called Eli, and it's supposed to be like us and God, just in case you haven't picked up on that. Probably have. But the little wooden guy, he finally goes to see his maker, and he's had lots of doubts about, is he good enough? And he doesn't seem to be very good at doing things. And he goes in, and the maker calls him by his name. And this little fella says, you know my name. And God says, of course I do, I made you. And then the maker says to him, it looks like you've been given a few bad marks by the people. And he says, I didn't mean to, Eli, I tried really hard. And the maker says, I don't care what others think. You don't? No, and you shouldn't either. That doesn't matter. I think you're special. Then the little guy says, me, special, why? I'm not talented. My paint's all peeling off. Why do I matter? And the maker says, you matter because you're mine, and that's why you matter to me. The little man didn't know what to say. So the maker said, every day I've been hoping that you'd come. And then he goes on to say, because I've decided that what I think is more important than what others think about you. And then he finishes by saying, the little man says, I don't really understand. And he says, well, come and see me more and you will begin to understand. And he finishes by saying, remember, you're special because I made you and I don't make mistakes. So it's a lovely book if you haven't read it. I said, do get one for a child in your life. But that's what God thinks about us. In those first stages when we're a new Christian, we can be confident that God loves us and thinks we're the most special thing ever, and he delights in us. So if you're feeling a bit wobbly on your feet today in your little baby shoes, then don't worry. Trust that God, he sticks by your side in those early days, and he'll help you until you're up on your feet and a bit more steady. Okay, let's have a little look what's in the second box. Taryn, do you want to open up that second box? So these are kind of like hiking boots, aren't they? A bit more tough terrain. You don't have to put them on because they won't be the right size for you. But you are going to have to do this next challenge for me. Right. Let me just get out my banana skin, of course. This will all make sense in a minute. Right. Taryn. Oh, you're going to try putting them on. Okay, great. Give them a go. Oh, yeah, they do. Great. Your brother's got big feet then. They're your brother's shoes, aren't they? Only small, but big feet. Excellent. Right. This is supposed to be a mountain, by the way. I apologise for the roughness of it, but anyway, you can hopefully visualise. Okay, I need you to come put this on as well. So sling that on your back. Is that feeling okay at the moment? Okay, that's too easy though. Hang on, if you're going to be climbing up a mountain, you might need some lunch, so turn around a second. Oh, prepare yourself, it's heavy. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good, you're doing well. Right, let's have a look. You might need to camp on the mountain, so let's just shove this in as well. Hang on. Right. How's that? Good?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, let's just strap you up. I don't want it all falling out on the route up. Right. Now, you've got a bit of a mountain to climb here. I think you can give it a go. There's obstacles in the way, okay? So beware, because it's the very ferocious crocodile. You've got a slippy banana skin, and this lion may attack at any moment, okay? All right. So attempt to climb your mountain with your obstacles. Oh, yeah. Watch out. Watch out. Your ankles are getting snapped at. Be careful. No, no, oh no, you can't do that. He might bite you. Look, he's going to bite you. Watch out, watch out, watch out. Mind the banana skin. Mind. Oh, hang on, I forgot one more thing. Hang on. Now, Eloise told me that every good family service needs an inflatable.
Yes.
So this is another obstacle being thrown at you. Oh, there we go. Okay. You've done quite well. You've managed to get quite high, but it's not all that easy with all these bits in the way, is it? Okay, you can hop down if you want, darling. Okay, so maybe this is your life at the moment. Maybe these are the kind of shoes you've got on. Is there a mountain in your life that you've got to climb? Probably would be harder than this if there is. Maybe there's things and people trying to get in your way, obstacles that are coming along, and maybe you're struggling to get to the top. Sometimes life is difficult, isn't it? We all have things that might get in the way. But again, we've got a God who cares about that. And he says to us that when life is difficult, when we're maybe ill or unemployed or struggling with all sorts of different things, he comes and he takes all these burdens. He takes our rucksack and he says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And he also reassures us that his power is sufficient for us. He says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That's in Corinthians. So when we are finding it really tough getting to the top of our mountain, we can take up another bit of that armour of God, the shield of faith. And again, God wants to strengthen our faith, and we want to be able to trust in him, knowing that he is a strong God that cares for us and wants to take our burdens away from us. And it's okay to acknowledge that we're finding it tough. God wants us to be honest with him so that he can come in with his power and help us in our weaknesses. Right, Isaac, open up your box, please. Running shoes. They might be about the right size, actually. They're James's ones. So I hope you like the picture of me out running on my jog this weekend. Chose that specially. If only, that would be good, wouldn't it? Right, so we'll just wait for Isaac to put on these. They fit all right? You're not going to fall over in them? So I'm going to get you to do some running, so make sure they're done tight. No one stick their leg out as Isaac goes round. That's too tempting, isn't it, now I've said it? Isaac, watch out for hazards as you go round, okay? Okay, so Isaac, I would like you to run round the church. And knowing how speedy you are, I expect at least 4 laps by the time I finish talking. Just round inside so everyone can enjoy and see you going. That's it. Don't trip. Don't hurt yourself. Okay. Isaac's a perfect person for this because he's making this look easy. Oh, look, that's one done already. Okay, so maybe this is you at the moment. Maybe your walk with God is a run. It's going brilliantly. You're having a really great time, feeling confident in your faith. Life is good, there's no stresses, no worries. It's all a lovely walk in the park or a run in the park as Isaac's storming around the church. That's great. It's so nice to be at those points in our life, isn't it, where things are good and we're enjoying our walk with God. We're really focused, we've got plenty of energy. Maybe we really feel like we're going where God wants us to go and we're managing to spread that gospel. Well done, Isaac, keep going. spread that gospel really well. So keep going and be encouraged that that is a brilliant place to be in, and enjoy it and count your blessings every day if this is you. But also, when you're in this stage of life, don't maybe forget the other people around you. We're called to be a family as Christians, and sometimes our brothers and sisters might not be finding it this easy. By now, I would have collapsed if this was me running around the church, okay? I'd be lucky if I could maybe do one. So if you are in this place moment where life is good, think about your other brothers and sisters maybe around you as well. Think about, is there somebody that's maybe finding the race a bit harder? So yeah, our walk with God is can be like a race, and some of us might struggle a little bit more than others. Right, Isaac, when you get back to the front, you can probably stop because that's an impressive number of laps. Well done. Good job, Isaac. Oh, he's going to keep going. All right. He'll keep going and going and going. He's like a Duracell bunny, is Isaac. Okay, so yeah, the passage we read earlier talks about keep others' spirits up and not letting them fall behind or drop out. So that's something that's really good to do as well if we are finding it easy. Let's think about those that might not be. We've got a perfect little video, hopefully, that sums this up quite nicely. Oh, I'm sure you've seen this before.
Starting to slow, and there is a little way to go. There's half a K to go, and Johnny is running out of time and is losing... He's losing his sense of direction. This is worrying. Oh, goodness me. This is a horrible sight. Jonathan Brownlee has lost it now and has staggered to a stop at the side of the course, and Alistair's stopped to help him along. And Alistair is going to try and carry his brother home. Dramatic scenes in Cozumel as the Olympic champion carries his younger brother towards the podium.
I cannot believe what we are seeing here, Matt. Is this allowed? Is he allowed to help his brother? You know, is that part of the rules? I'm not too sure. We've never seen anything like this before.
Unbelievable scenes. Unbelievable scenes in Cozumel. To finish in second and third, but Johnny can hardly stand. And Alistair is having to drag him across the line and pushing him home for second. Johnny finishes in second. Goodness me. What an incredible conclusion here.
Okay, I love that video. It always gets me a bit emotional. How he would help his brother like that. Not only did he help him across the line, he helped him ahead of him and pushed him that final little bit so he could get a higher place. And again, let's just think about that. If we're having life good at the moment, let's think about our brothers and sisters that we can maybe help along, help them get to the finish of their race as well. Because, yeah, that's what God wants from all of us. Right, final box. What have you got in there, Nathan? Slippers. Okay, right. Well, you're going to need a more comfortable seat for slippers, I think. Can you get that out? So, Nathan, you can get off your chair. You're allowed to relax for this one. Okay, so hop up. You've got a lovely bean bag here you can relax on. Here you go. Right, make yourself comfy. Would you like a blanket? Not that cold in here, but you can snuggle a bit maybe. There you go. Get comfy. Now, hang on. Maybe a nice drink. Would you like a drink? Biscuit? Like a biscuit. There you go. I'll leave those with you just in case you get peckish. Okay, great. Right, are you comfortable there? Yeah, okay, good. Good. You look very comfortable. Okay, so maybe this is you at the moment. Maybe you're in a comfortable place in your walk with God. Maybe a bit too comfortable. Sometimes we settle a bit, don't we? We go, oh, we've been really busy. We've done our bit in church. We've volunteered for years. Maybe we're on a rota or two and we come every Sunday. And that's okay. We're comfortable with that. We're happy with that. Done our bit. But it also says in the Bible, let's not become weary of doing good. Sometimes we need to pause. We need to wait on God. We need to wait and see what he's got for us next. But let's not get too comfortable maybe with our slippers on. Because in the Bible, our Christian life is described as an active thing. It's described as a walk, a battle, a race. And I said, sometimes we need to have a little rest in between those things. We don't need to burn ourselves out. But God also tells us to keep going. And he's got great plans for us. He's got lots of things he'd like us to do and lots of ways for us to serve him. So let's not just say we've done our bit. We've got to that point in our lives where we're going to sit and just be comfortable, because I'm not sure that's God's plan for us either. You guys can go and sit down if you like. Thank you for helping. Good helping. Let's just pray together. Heavenly Father, I thank you for all the people here this morning. Thank you that you know each one of us and you know whether life is good or difficult for us at the moment, Lord. Thank you that you are by our side through the good things and through the bad things, Lord. And that at our lowest points, you're there giving us your strength and helping us to get through. Thank you, Lord, that even though we are in a battle, you are with us. Thank you that there is no day when we're on our own and when we have to face this alone. Thank you that at those hardest times in life, you're there even carrying us, Lord, when the going is too tough for us to walk it. Father, we thank you for that. And we also thank you, Lord, for the good times. Thank you for so many amazing things you give us, Lord, for the wonderful blessings you pour out on us every day, Father. And I pray that at those points in our life, when the going's good, when we're able to run, I pray that you will help us to be thankful and help us to remember you, pursue the things that you want us to be doing, Lord, with our lives. Thank you for being with us this morning, and I pray that as we go out this week, you will help us and inspire us, Lord, to run the race for you. In Jesus' name, amen.